learn to balance the scale from the outside world and what's happening at home when you go home. Good day and welcome to another episode of Theater of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy this episode titled Balancing the Scale. All of us will go through a certain stage where we get some freedom from home. Like you say, when people grow up, they tend to want to create their own rules far away from those rules which were created at home. Or when they go out from home, by go out I mean when I say now you are not living at home, like university, college or work or everything which will make you to be far from home. So at this point, remember that at home to your parents, you will forever be kids or a baby. And those rules which were meant or which were placed for you when you were still young, as you would say to yourself, you're still young, still apply to you, not because they are punishing you in anything. Those rules were meant to protect you. So when people go out or when they leave home, they get a taste of freedom, a taste of setting their own rules. When they come back home, go to university. When the person goes to university, they will get there, they will set their own rules. When they set their own rules, they will make it sound as if they are free, they do everything they want. Here comes the problem which lingers. What they're doing when they're alone, taking all those decisions, they assume and think that now they're adults, they're grown ups. They forget that whenever you go home, you will forever be a kid there. So the rules which you set for yourself alone, they will always come back and clash with the ones at home. Because when you get home, you might imagine or think that because you assume in your mind that they must treat you like a grown up, you will assume that the rules which have been set there, they are very strict, they are too harsh. That's why some people end up never wanting to go home, because the rules which are set at home are too strict or are too boring for them nowadays. They want to be treated as adults. Today I had a conversation with someone, a friend of mine, and we're talking about it. And I understand that the proportion of being alone means that you won't do some chores when you're alone in your place. And at home, those chores are a daily routine. So what will happen now? You set your own rules here. You will stay 3 months away, or 6 months, or 5 months, or 4 months away from home, living in the same routine. Maybe today clean, it's better and it's cool. At home, you clean and nice and spotless. Take 2-3 days without cleaning. The first day you clean at home, it doesn't apply at home. Whether yesterday it was clean, it was spotless, the following day you have to clean the room, clean again, tomorrow you clean again. So when you go there, you start being lazy. But I understand one thing. You have to balance the proportions here. And understand that when you are there at school, alone, at your own peace, the only thing which is happening is that you are having your own freedom. It's not your own freedom which you need to take home. No. Don't leave that mentality there. That freedom is just for you to learn and grow on your own. Take it as a step-by-step routine. For the time you'll have your own family, take it as a step for a routine that when you are growing up is something which you're learning,
you are balancing your own scales when you are alone. But remember one thing, when you go home, for you in order to balance those skills or balance the thing at home and your relationship outside the outside world, it's simply this: you have to put your mindset on that I'm going home. 1, 2, 3 is bound to happen. 4, 5, 6, 7 will happen at home. 8, 9, 10 is what I do when I'm alone. So you cannot expect 8, 9, 10 to be what you're going to be doing when you're at home. The problem is here is that what you teach yourself when we're alone, we think it's something which is good. I think that the world is full of peer pressure. I keep on saying this each and every day. What you learn outside, the reason it clashes with what is at home, it's peer pressure. Some things which you're doing, let's take it home. You are a person who did not go out to groove or go out to clubs and enjoy those times. It's called so-called good times. You see, already at home, they don't know anything at home for them protecting you. They said that, they set a time that at 6 o'clock, everyone must be at home. 6 o'clock, I'm getting the point, 6 o'clock. And imagine if you are so called a groovist, now you have the tendency of being a groovist. Obviously you want to go out beyond 6 p.m. and when you go out at 6 p.m. they will tell you to pack your bags and leave, since you assume that you're gonna put your own rules because you went outside and you tasted freedom and then you started to become a groovist. They will tell you simple like that: if you're a groovist, pack your bags and leave. You must learn to be disciplined as a person. But know what you have to do at a certain area, at a certain place. What you do when you're alone out there cannot be what you would behave like when you're at home. It's like if you are a groovist alone, you can go out to those clubs, but the minute you go home, tell yourself, I'm going home. The things which I do here and are gonna clash with what is expected at home, I'm not taking them with me home. I have to discipline myself, because at home, they love me so much, okay? They protect me, because I look at this. Being a parent is not very, it's something which I see as a huge task, okay? A very, very huge task, okay? Because you try to shape and guide your children to be responsible people. You try to make sure that your children are safe each and every day. You try to make sure that the children are safe wherever they are going. You try to make sure that you take care of them. You make sure that their parents, that's the responsibility and objectives of a parent. They make sure that they provide food. They make sure that you sleep well, you sleep under a shelter. Everything goes well each and every day. That's being a parent. It's not easy being a parent, okay? Give them a break, okay? When you come back home, balance the scale. What you know you don't do at home, don't come with those mentalities. Leave them outside. This is the problem with young people. They go outside, they get influenced. They go home, they find rules which have been there when they are still young. And then when they get there, they will say, no, the rules are very harsh. Are those rules harsh? Did those rules change anywhere? Or is you who went out and changed your lifestyle to go against those rules which were there? That's the question. Those rules were never harsh. The rules at home are just simple. No parent is going to have a house which has no rules, because each and every home has its own rules, and those rules are bound to be followed. So, and you follow those rules when you're young. The problem only comes when you go outside, like go to university, you get your taste of freedom. That's when all the things seems to change. When you were still young, 6 o'clock being at home was not a problem. It was something which was good. But when you go out, you get influenced by the madness of the world. It gets to your head, it becomes a habit. When you go home, those rules at home are too difficult. You are failing to balance the scale. Okay, some people, they were told that don't wear, what do they call this, bum shorts, those small pants for girls. It's not like they're setting difficult rules. When they set those rules at home, they know why they're setting them. Okay, they know the world might seem like a very good place. The world is a very cruel place. When they set a rule for girls that please don't wear bum shorts, those small shorts, they know that the world is a very dangerous world, full of scavengers. They are making sure that what you wear is something which will hit your knees or beyond, or go down near the feet. Why are they saying this? They're saying this because they are protecting you. They love you. They don't want you to fall into traps of this world. But you go out, you wear them alone. You influence yourself to wear such things. If I also have a family, I'm not saying bum shorts are bad, but you know how the world is. It's easily difficult or easy for people to harass a lady. Okay, in this world, people are scavengers. Okay, they treat our sisters very badly. They harass them. Okay, so when they say don't wear such things, your parents, it's all out of love. When they know that, do not go out and be a groupist at night. They know that you might come back bruised sometimes from drinking at home. Okay, you might come back with a scar. They might have stabbed you from those bruises, those grooving places, those clubs, wherever you're going to have a party. Things might go wrong when you start drinking there. It's not like they're punishing you. When you go home, stick to those rules. Don't go home and make sure that you're going to give them a headache, because what you are doing when you're alone is something which you want to apply when you come back. You will never ever be an adult to your parents. You will never ever be a big full grown up to your parents. This is one thing you should understand. First of all, if you want to balance the scale, make sure that you know that you will never ever in your entire life grow up and your parents say you have grown up. They will always and every always treat you as a child. Why? You are a child to them. They brought you into this world to love you and take care of you. Follow the rules which are set there. Balance the scale. Those rules are not harsh. They're meant to protect you and make sure that the house is protected and everything is nice. You grow responsibly. Because one day you will sit down and say, my parents set those rules because they love me. They wanted a better life for me, and I thank them. One day you'll see that the world will influence you, and it will influence you deeply. And by the time you see it, let's hope it's not too late. Because the world, I keep on telling myself each and every day when I wake up that the world is full of monsters of different sizes. You never know who likes you in out there. You never know who is going to influence you in the right way in life. You never know what other people's agendas they have when they meet you. But always remember, at home is a place where they love you. But have the skill that when I'm going home, I'm going home. And when I'm going home, I'm going to be a child. I'm JB State, and never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.